Happy New Year here on the West Coast. Just had an opportunity to go in the other room and watch the New Year come in Las Vegas. My goodness, what a celebration. So I'm sure many of the rest of you did as well. I wonder if people on the East Coast waited out to see Las Vegas or wait for the next day to see it on CNN. And they will, of course, repeat it. So if you missed it, you'll get to see it. It was really something. All right, we're doing predictions for the year that we're now in. For a couple of more hours, then we will seal them, put them in the Bell family vault, and bring them out next year and see how you did. No pros, no remote viewers or psychics, professional psychics or any of that. Just all of you making predictions for what you think is going to occur as this brand new year winds out. I'm Art Bell, and we'll be right back. Well, all right, back to the lines we go. Your predictions continue. Let's make it west of the Rockies. You're on the air. Happy New Year, and welcome.
Happy New Year to you, too. I would like to predict, and then I could explain why I believe this to be, that this year, the seven-year agreement between the UN and Israel and Palestine will be confirmed.
So, peace in the Middle East.
Well, the contract for peace in the Middle East. And then it'll be 3.5 years, and then it'll all fall apart.
Oh.
And the reason I believe this is because, according to Revelation 12, there is a constellation given of when Yeshua was born. And someone went back and looked at NASA and asked NASA when this was, when this constellation was, the day, and it was on 9/11 of the year of one, of when Yeshua was born. So we're actually, our calendar is off by 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually 2005. And if the Son of Righteousness returns with the Mayan calendar, which I believe it will because the anomalies all fit, then that would make us exact timeline of 2008, which would be 2005 to 2012.
Okay, got it. Your prediction is number 86, and I'm sorry we had to cut that a little short. The that particular phone connection had enough echo on it to make it about halfway around the world all on its own. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hi.
Welcome to 2008, Art Bell.
And you as well, sir.
We are definitely time travelers.
Well, we are.
Hey, glad to hear your voice back on the radio.
Good to be here. It really is. What is your first name?
My name is Sean, and I'm calling from Winnipeg, Canada.
Oh, okay, Sean.
Okay, I must admit, I've missed about 40 minutes over the last two nights, so I really hope that no one has predicted this as of yet.
Well, wait a minute. You say you missed 40 minutes?
About 40 minutes, yeah.
So you didn't hear about the landing?
Oh, geez. I thought they would have
You didn't hear about the landing? Are you serious?
I am serious. What landed?
That's all right, Sean. You have a prediction for us, I guess, huh?
Yes. we're looking at the oil. Let's have a look at oil. And I'm predicting that oil shall be traded under a new currency.
Meaning it'll the countries will begin using, what do you suppose, the euro?
May not necessarily be the euro. I just don't see it being the U.S. dollar as the benchmark for oil anymore.
Well, I would think it would have to be. I don't think there's anything that's more solid than the euro right now, is there?
That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
I don't want to say the euro for sure. I just say a different currency.
Okay. That's a very sad, that's a very sad prediction to make.
Yeah, it is. The way I reach this prediction is I use my mind's eye. I reach in there.
Mm-hmm.
Through meditation, and I see a sight, and that's how my predictions come to me.
Well, to get specific, do you see it like as a headline, or do you see it as a, get as specific as you can.
Most definitely. The umbrella will emerge. It will be very competitive against the euro, but I think that the oil will have been traded, or oil will have be traded under the euro rather than the Amero.
Okay, no, I've got all that. I'm asking how you see it, how you see this. Is it like a headline in the newspaper or just something that enters your mind or what?
No, actually, I found that when I'm with my mate, I usually blurt things out. And these little just sudden blurts within the sentence of the conversation, there seems to be a little more into it. And then within 2 or 3 days, that's what happens.
Uh-huh. Pillow talk.
No, not necessarily. Just, you know, walking around the house, we're talking with any one of the five cats, and I'll just blurt something out to her, and she'll kind of look at me strangely. And
all right, good enough. But again, I hope that prediction does not come true. I fear it might. There are already indications that with the dollar weakening as it is, there may be movement to other currencies, and to see the world begin to center on another currency other than the U.S. dollar, that would definitely be what you would have to call the beginning of the end for the heyday of America, wouldn't it? Not to say, I suppose, that we could not rise once again if we began doing the right things, but to see oil traded with a different currency would be a very worrisome sign indeed. Well, okay, East of the Rockies, Happy New Year. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Turn your radio off, please.
It's off.
Okay, and your first name?
Is Dan from Ohio.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, I'm calling about a prediction that China's going to call on its markers this year.
Well, that would be another disaster, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Calls in loans, calls in markers. I take it that you consider this to be just part of a larger sort of financial collapse, eh?
Yes. That's what's going to bring on the Amero, and the oil is going to be changed over to euros and rubles.
Yeah. Well, I would have to say if there's any one clear, very, very clear thread to all the predictions we've had thus far this year, it would be people are extremely worried about the economy. They think that we're on the brink of something awful, and it's come through loud and clear. So I hope everybody's wrong.
I do too. But when the dollar drops off like it has right now, China's got to call on its markers for the trade deficit and all that stuff.
All right, it's prediction number 88, and I certainly hope it's wrong. Prediction number 88. Wouldn't it be awful to see the end of the heyday of our great country? But as I said yesterday, if you think about it, if you think about the nations and regions that have ruled the world virtually for periods of time, the Romans, even the English, and how long they managed to do it, and what a very short time we've been at it. In other words, the world has been ours pretty much since the end of World War II, would be one way of looking at it. And certainly we've been the only superpower, as such, since the end of the Cold War. And one would think those would mark victory points, points of real serious victory that would allow us to carry on as the world's leader for a very long time. But in fact, it's been a very short time, and things aren't looking so good at the moment, are they? First time caller line, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
This is Dan in Oxford, Iowa.
Yes, Dan.
I'm calling. I have prediction number 72, but I got cut off before we could really make a clear prediction there. And then, like, serendipitously, I have to expand it.
Well, I can't let you call back. You predicted a new market. You said it would make the middle class rich.
Richer.
Like, okay, I can't let you continue. I'm sorry. One call per customer. When it's over, it's over. So that's it. If you call again, I will erase your prediction. Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Hello, Art.
Hi.
I come to you with a depressing prediction for 08.
Okay, well, it'll just join in with the others.
I know. I really don't want to be the one to give you this news because it's very heavy and has weighed a lot on me, but through the use of someone or something, lightning will become sentient.
Oh, that's a new one. Lightning will become sentient?
And there will be a series of attacks, racially motivated. That's all I can really...
I don't understand how the two go together.
Well, something is going to cause lightning to... it might be through a terrorist device.
Okay, well, I'll put that one down. We only allow one prediction per customer. So lightning becoming sentient is a hell of a prediction. I'll put that down.
And attacking mulattoes and...
Okay, well, I'm not going to add that part of it. Lightning, that's plenty. You didn't have to go beyond that. Lightning becomes sentient. It's kind of an interesting idea, isn't it? Lightning begins to become aware, would be another way to put it. I wonder where that came from, and I wonder why he began to attach the racist sort of tail end to that. That's number 89. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Art. How you doing?
Okay, sir.
Happy New Year.
And very same to you. Where are you?
This is Mark in Denver, Colorado.
Okay, Mark.
All right. Hey, my prediction is that before the president leaves office in 2008, he's going to release kind of a gift to the American people, kind of similar to what his father did. They're going to show what our tax dollars have built with a $600 billion defense budget in 8 years. And I believe that it is going to be the next generation of the stealth aircraft that they've been working on. They've already shown us the new Lancer, the new B-2 Lancer, and the new Aurora spy plane. And I believe these black discs that have been seen around the country and people have been getting pictures of. And
are you talking about the drones?
Well, I'm not sure if it's a drone, but they're pretty good size to be a drone, but they're black discs. And I think that it's the new next generation of what they've been working on, and like the one that was seen over O'Hare and mm-hmm. California. And I think that's what they're going to do, and he's going to go out saying, well, there you go. That's what you built, and I think they have achieved some form of anti-gravity, though it isn't probably what me or you would envision as anti-gravity, but I think that they've been working so hard on it that it's going to basically, on the way out, he's going to let our enemies know, and it's kind of neat, it's kind of fun, but also he's going to let our enemies know that there is no chance that anybody can beat us now. So mm-hmm. I think it's going to be really kind of cool. A lot of people will think it's a big waste of money building that type of weaponry, but it'll be a great advancement for the space program and for flight, as the Americans have always been the leaders in flight. So I think it'll be really cool because...
Well, you know, I wish I could say that I thought that spending money on defense was a waste of money, but it's not. And all of history agrees with me. You're eventually going to have to fight, and if you're not prepared to fight, you're going to get taken over.
Oh, yeah, and it's like a lot of people said, he's not just going to wave, him and Lauren, just going to wave goodbye to the people and then just disappear. He's got some things planned. Maybe a man trip to Mars, who knows, but it's not anything bad. He's not going to start the Third World War. He'll go out kind of like his father did, saying, well, those black triangles, guess what? They're ours.
All right. Thank you very much. I guess that would burst my bubble a little. That, of course, was, I would guess, my most major sighting, the triangle, the big black triangle. And to see that revealed as a new defense weapon, perhaps it defies gravity, would, I don't know, kind of burst my bubble. On the other hand, it would be okay because it would be good for us. Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Art.
Hi.
Hi, it's Carolyn from Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I have a dream prediction.
All right.
It's about a month ago. I had a dream. It's a party. It's at night. And someone of no importance but of an insider status tells me that Hillary Clinton is to be the next president. And William Jefferson Clinton will be appointed environmental secretary.
Environmental secretary,
yeah.
Huh?
There goes Gore.
Well, of course, we've got Iowa coming up very quickly now.
I know.
How do you think she's going to do in Iowa? And then,
well, she's with the governor, isn't she?
It's almost a dead heat right now, I think.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Obama. Yeah.
Yeah, dead heat.
Okay.
I think she'll do well in Ohio.
And then on to Maine.
And well in New Hampshire.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay.
Actually, it's on to, as she pointed out, on to New Hampshire. Not Maine. I have kind of thought that Hillary indeed probably would be the next president, although it's an awful lot tighter right now than I thought it was going to be at this point. I thought that she'd be quite a bit further out front, so maybe not. Who knows? We'll see. Again, what's been crystal clear in the predictions we've been getting for this coming year is kind of financial trouble, big financial trouble for the U.S. That's very, very worrisome for me. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi. Hello. Going once, going twice, gone. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah. Hello. Art?
Hello. Yes.
Yeah, this is Gary in Hollywood.
Okay, not a lot of time, so hit me with your prediction.
Okay, we are going to have our first woman president this year, and it's going to be Nancy Pelosi.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay, first woman president, Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, I quit smoking earlier in the year, and I took Chantix.
Yes.
I started dreaming, and I was having these dreams beforehand where there was a fuzzy woman figure and authority, and after mm-hmm. the Chantix, it started kicking in.
It all cleared up for you, huh?
It cleared up, and there's Nancy Pelosi. So she's third in line, and that is my prediction.
How do you know this is a valid prediction versus just another dream?
No, it was real. It's not. I don't have recurring dreams, and this one recurred for about, I don't know, 4 months. Mm-hmm. I still have them once in a while. I'm not taking the Chantix anymore, but...
Are you still not smoking?
Yes. Still
good
not...
for you. All right. Well, excellent. Number 92. Doesn't seem likely, but you never know. First woman president, and she will be Nancy Pelosi. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Oh, hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sierra from New York City.
Hi, Sierra.
And I had a call after a caller a while ago said you made a prediction about George.
Oh, yes.
I had virtually the same thought under the same circumstances.
So
about
a
year ago.
You think George and Linda Moulton Howe?
No, not her specifically, but same thing. I was falling asleep during a show.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, he was interviewing a man. And I just kind of woke up with this very strong idea that George was going to be engaging in a relationship with a female author that he has on the show frequently, and it, you know, would take an interesting turn that he wasn't expecting.
Would be one I wasn't expecting either. Very interesting. Okay, well, that's a couple of predictions in the same line. I very much appreciate it, and it is number 93. Okay. Well, thank you very much. We'll see. Here he is indeed. Hi, everybody. We're doing predictions for 2008, and all I ask is that you adhere strictly to the rules. Now, there are some, I suppose, ways around the rules, and I've seen people get pretty close and brushing up against that, but as long as you're adhering to the very specific rules, it's okay. And those of you who caught it know what I'm talking about. Anyway, pick up the phone if you've got something really from your psychic center, something you're pretty sure is going to occur in 2008. By all means, we want to hear from you, and we will continue with all this in a moment. By the way, I'm sure all of you who have quit smoking know that one of the things you've got to do is keep busy with your mouth. And so I'm chewing a lot of gum. And toward that end, I went out and purchased a whole bunch of different kinds of gum when I quit smoking. And surprisingly, really surprisingly, one of the gums that I bought was watermelon flavored gum. And I got it home, and Aaron looked at me and said, kind of made the ick face. And really, I did too. I had just picked it up, but I tried it, and boy, it was good. And the flavor just lasts and lasts. So I've been kind of hooked on watermelon flavored gum, and that's taken me through the hard times. You've got to do something. Got to keep your mouth busy doing something. All right, back to predictions. First time caller line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. You guys still doing predictions?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so my prediction is that the Bush administration is going to use disinformation and the poised American public ready to use UFO disclosure in order to keep themselves in the White House.
Okay, how would that work? The president would come out and announce that indeed we've been visited from elsewhere, or how would he do it? Hello? Not going to tell me. Too bad. That would have been pretty interesting. Disclosure. To stay in office. I can understand an announcement, but I can't understand staying in office. So that was really somebody. I'll put it down. But it was just another person saying that the Bush administration will declare martial law and they'll find a reason to stay in office. So it was just another way to say that. I nevertheless will leave it there as number 94. I wish I could have pressed him and I could have found out how such an announcement would enable the president to stay in office. But of course, facing that question, he fled. Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is this for the prediction?
It is.
Hi, my name is Peter. I'm calling from Vancouver.
Yes, Peter.
And my prediction is that Canada's minority government will be defeated next year, and there will be an election called, and Canada will have its first socialist government ever.
Really?
Don't know how long it's going to last, but that's my prediction.
Well, Canada has always been a little bit socialist anyway, right?
Yeah, they've been influenced by socialism, but they've never had a government that was a true socialist government.
If that happened, what would you expect would happen in Canada? What changes?
I'm not really too sure, but probably better social programs and things like that. So, yeah.
You mean to say you don't already have the best health care in the world?
We have problems with our health care system. Better than in different places, but it could definitely be improved. So, yeah, I think that could be improved, too.
So a straight socialist government would do that?
Yeah.
I see. All right. And what about taxes?
Not too sure. I just saw it in a dream. It was a newspaper headline in a dream. So.
Okay. So that it wasn't a nightmare. It was a dream.
It was a dream, yeah.
Sorry. All right. Thank you very much, and take care. That will be prediction number 95. And to the international line, you're on the air.
Art?
Yes.
How are you, Art? Jerry here in Toronto, Ontario. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Jerry.
Just calling in to do my prediction for the year.
Indeed. Number 96, it shall be.
Thanks. As we all know, there's a lot of us that, watch your show and listen to your show. I mean, we agree on collective consciousness.
Right.
And I sat down today and I went through about my 15 subscriptions of my science journals just to see what the stories are or whatnot. And I predict that next year, with all the new technology that we have, that we're actually going to start to find the first shreds of life outside of our solar system. Most of the stories, to be honest with you, that I saw in all my journals, like Astronomy Magazine and Scientific American, all these different journals, was a lot of stories about aliens. It was all over the place, right? So if everybody's talking about it, do you think that, that's a good prediction?
If you had to guess about how life will be found, detected, how would you imagine?
I think it's going to happen one of two ways. I think either SETI with their new equipment is going to pick something up.
Yeah, I'd be a strong candidate.
Or simply the scientists using all their different methods for finding exoplanets and being able to sniff their atmospheres.
Well, finding an exoplanet and finding life are really different items.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I'm saying finding an exoplanet that after using your different scientific techniques, you can actually sniff the exoplanet's atmosphere using different types of methods to
right.
see if there's, like, oxygen
right.
in the atmosphere.
Right. That still wouldn't tell you that there's life. It might tell you life is likely.
Yeah, you got a point. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But, I mean, it would be the first shred of evidence, and I think it's going to happen soon.
Well, you're on to something with SETI. You know,
yeah.
they're really embarking on a big new project here, and they're going to be able to look at what they've not been able to look at previously, many, many times greater. So we'll see. Cross fingers, knock on pressed wood. Thank you very much. It's prediction number 96.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, take care. I don't know that I would make it my prediction. I would make it my wish. If we were doing wishes tonight, I would certainly wish that we would absolutely confirm life elsewhere. Think how big a story it would be. Would it be, which would be a bigger story, folks, if we confirmed life elsewhere outside our solar system, or if we confirmed that there is no life anywhere outside this beautiful blue-green planet that we have? Which of those would be the bigger story if confirmed? That you actually have to give it a little thought. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Oh, my goodness, Art. It's good to talk to you again.
Welcome.
So wonderful. First of all, Happy New Year to you, Aaron, and your beautiful baby, Asia Rain.
Thank you.
Oh, it's great. Okay, now, this prediction, it may sound a little weird, but that's I did okay. have a dream a couple months ago.
This is the home of weird, no problem.
It involves JC.
Ah.
Yeah, JC is going to be exposed for who he is, and he is actually, apparently, from my dream, a government agent.
Somehow, that might not surprise me.
Yeah, I could tell you the campaign he's working for, but you may not want that.
No, that's all right. JC is a government agent.
Yes.
You know, it just, honest goodness, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yep.
I'm not sure why, but it just wouldn't surprise me. It would be funny as hell, though.
It was a funky dream, I got to tell you that much.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. He's probably dialing right now in objection.
JC call. Now, what number is this? I got to know.
Number 97.
Number 97. JC call, please.
All right. All right, take care. JC exposed as which government agency would you imagine JC to be employed by? He has been fun over the years, and people have thought a lot of things about him. They've thought that he was another talk show host. They thought he was a plant. And there are no plants on this program. None. Zero. So know that to be true. Hold up my right hand and I tell you there are no plants ever. I would not do such a show. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes. Good morning and Happy New Year.
Very same to you, sir.
This is Daniel from Buffalo, New York.
All right. How's the weather there? A lot of snow, I imagine.
We're getting ready for our outside professional hockey game tomorrow.
Yikes.
Or I should say this afternoon, later on this afternoon. It's going to be an outdoor stadium where the Buffalo Bills play.
Very hardy people there.
80,000 strong.
Wow. Okay, we're doing predictions. Do you have one for this year?
Yes, I do. It starts off bad, but the beautiful part is that after the face of the author of confusion, the Antichrist, the spirit, shows itself, people in this country will have two choices to make, either to remain in their delusion or to face the truth and make changes that will provide comfort to those that love the truth.
So you're saying the Antichrist will show himself?
I can't believe that we went to war in Iraq and blew up all of the ancient artifacts and history of mankind, and only to find out that, from what I understand, is that the Ark is not in Iraq, but it's in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
So why not go to war with Iran? Because that's what the devil wants, is why don't we just turn everything into glass so
maybe,
that we have
maybe
no history.
Mount Ararat is what I've heard. Well, all right, so the Antichrist shows himself, and we all have to make decisions. That would be something, wouldn't it? Actually, that would be something. I've always thought that if I, and I've been pretty solidly saying this since the question has come up, that if I could go back in time and, you know, go into any specific period, I would go back to the time that Christ was alive. There is nothing that I guess would mean more to me than to be able to see it all for myself. Can you imagine actually being able to see Christ walking on earth as a man? To be able to follow him, to be able to find out if what we have read, if what's in the Bible, if it's all true, or if part of it is true, and that's all it would take, right? For part of it to be true. I'm sure there have been embellishments over the years, but that's where I'd go. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. Where are you, and what's your first name?
My name is Richard, and I'm calling from beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, and thank you, Art, for being back on again and coming back to the mainland.
It's a blast being here.
I'm sure it is. It is a blast over here. We got 30 to 40 mile an hour winds blowing right now. It's about 40 degrees outside. Talk about a blast working security.
Yeah, there's been a lot of wind in the desert areas this year, an abnormal amount of wind, in fact.
Yeah, that could be going leading in some weather predictions, but I got one for the economy.
Sure.
It's very dire. It sounds a lot like some of the people have been doing already, but I think by July or so of this year, sometime in the summer, we're going to have a Dow drop that could be not only what this one guy said last night about 10,000, we're talking about 8,000 to 9,000, I believe, a near 1929 style drop.
Wow.
And also the gas prices are going to be between $4 and $5 a gallon by the summer.
That's believable.
And that's not going to drop below about $3.73 a gallon, even when the winter cool down approaches in, you know, November, December.
Right.
I don't know if whoever's in office, he or she's in office at that time, gets elected, going to be able to do anything about it for a while. But I just really hope that mine ends up with a bong.
Okay, well, let's say that you're right. What I'm curious about is how what you plan to do, how you're going to handle it personally. If you believe this to be true, what are you going to do between now and, say, next summer, next July, to get ready for this yourself?
Well, I'm going to definitely tighten the belt. Already working on doing that already. Maybe even put some of my retirement in gold. That will go up, I believe, but not as high as originally anticipated. Maybe 1,200 to 1,500, almost double though what it is now. And so I might start doing that, but I might get penalties. That's what I'm worried about. I got to talk to my investors first, of course, the people I'm with. But I'm just preparing the best I can, even saving, you know, getting extra bottles of water and stuff in the house and everything. I just really think the economy's going to go belly up in 2008.
Coming through loud and clear. I really, really appreciate your call. Your prediction is number 99. And once again, coming through loud and clear is, and that's the single thread going through all of these predictions. The two nights now of predictions are clearly suggesting the American people think their own economy is about to tank, and seriously tank. God, I hope you're all wrong. I fear you're correct. And so you too might want to think about how you're going to prepare for what people are saying may be coming. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hey, Art, this is Joey calling from What Goes Pahrump in the Night.
You're in Pahrump.
I am in Pahrump.
And you are listening to?
I am listening to you from the Kingdom of Nye.
KNYE, sir.
Yes, yes, sir.
95.1 here in Pahrump.
A wonderful station. And I have a wonderful prediction for you.
And you're going to make it. It's going to be prediction number 100.
Sounds good. After enduring two more box office flops, Tom Cruise is going to denounce the Church of Scientology and become a born-again Christian.
Oh, my. Tom Cruise denies Scientology?
He denounces
and he does it because he has box office flops?
Box office flops.
Wouldn't that, I don't know, seem kind of a cheesy reason to deny your religion?
I would think so. But the almighty dollar in Hollywood.
I bet he doesn't. I mean, I'll put your prediction down. It's number 100. But I just can't believe that he would do it citing that reason, or even allowing it to be thought to be that reason.
Well, we shall see.
We shall see indeed, and thank you for the call from right here in Pahrump.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Take care. And that is indeed what he's listening to, KNYE. And that, by the way, for those who ask, stands for Nye County, the county in which I live. That's NYE, Nye County. Kind of an unusual county as counties go, by the way. If you would like to email me, you may do so. I'm Art Bell at AOL.com, or perhaps better, because it's a little bigger, artbell@mindspring.com. That's ARTBELL at mindspring, MINDSPRING.com. And I would love to hear from you. I simply would love it, as I love being on the air. Really is a blast. Wildcard line, if you got a fast one for me, I'll squeeze you in. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello, Art?
Yes.
Art?
Yes, yes, yes. Quickly.
You don't sound like yourself.
Well, quick. It's me.
Hello?
Hello. All right, Nancy, you've messed around too long. We don't have the time. I'll try and put you on hold. Stay right there.